So it is 7 o'clock on the dot, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Free Form Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin at the Boston Medium. And, you know, I haven't done Sunday service in a while. And I was here the other night doing radio, and I kind of played some of the same music, except, you know, I'm kind of doing that right now, and I had so much fun, and I was like, why not keep bringing Sunday service back? Sunday service on a Tuesday. And I've been playing a lot more like reggae because I just miss it. I really miss all that reggae. So I was just like, you know, it's been a minute. The ska, the two-tone, all of that. It's so good. And it's so joyful. So why not? I'm sorry, but the bluegrass, it makes me happy. It makes me feel good. It makes me just, you know, all the Americana, the gospel, the doo-wop, the rockabilly of the 50s, the folk, country, you name it, the jubilee, it just makes my heart sing. And so, it's interesting. I'm transitioning more into that, which is very, you know, which I think is interesting. Even though I love, like, again, I played a lot of new wave, a lot of 80s as well. So anyways, let's get on with the playlist. I love you. Let's keep the energy high. Let's keep the vibration going because there's so much to be grateful for. So with that, let's get some bluegrass here. And I was actually Blizzard, what's his name? Ralph Blizzard and the New Southern Ramblers. You know, I got here from WMFO and I'm just been like jamming out. So this is some good stuff. So here we go. Florida Blues. Mwah. Love you. Thank you.
She's away from convent, she's gone wild. She's grown from a nice young lady to a child. I really think it's about time that she came down. She's a laughing, giggly, whirly bird. She got to be obscene, to be absurd.
Just creeping around the grass, saving my head. Goodness gracious, Dad. Old Massey lies asleep. Old Massey snooze and snoozing in the cold ground. And then it's way down the morning cotton. Hear that moan full of sound. Hey, goodness gracious, Dad. Old Massey lies asleep. Old Massey sleeping, snoozing in the cold ground. Take it, Mr. Coming Man, take it. But then it's way down in the corn, way down yon moment I can just hear that moanful sound. Hey, goodness, can't you see Massey lies a snooze, and he's snoozing in the cold, cold ground.
I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm on my way to the
dancing on a cloud. I know I guess I am feeling so proud. That's right. It feels good. It feels good to just be loved and be cherished and just know that everything is going to be okay. Give it up for that. Give it up for everything being okay. So, once again, I do not have my drums, but one second. I do have something specialer. That's right, it's right here. So you're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. If you were just opening up, let's do a little bit of tuning with the sound bowls right now. Come on, let's get into alignment and congruency. And as we feel the vibration lifting right now in this moment, we're going to enter into a space that is truly needed. It has been a while since we did a channeling, and that is what we shall do. See, right here in this moment, we're going to take it back. We're going to take it into the realms, because right now we need to understand this is an infinite, beautiful, important time for us all. We all need the clearing and we all need the healing right now in this moment. And we're going to channel Infinite Spirit. What is it that you want to channel right now in this beautiful, beautiful words of love on this beautiful Tuesday night on October 17th, 2023? I am open. I am a clear channel and a clear vessel right now. Right now, to see the universe and God and the stars and everything here with Spirit right now says, you are perfect the way that you are. But not just in a Hallmark card sentimental understanding of, oh, you're perfect the way you are. You've got to understand your existence is perfection. You see, you breathing is the absolute evidence of your perfection in its core, in its evidence. Everywhere that you go, everywhere that you look, you've got to understand perfection. You see, just like the trees, just like the sunshine and the river, we don't question their value. No, we don't question their existence. We do not question their function. All we know is we benefit off of it, and therefore we look at it and we understand, oh my goodness, how perfect. How perfect it is that we surround our entire lives of downtime and relaxation around sitting in front of a landscape. Now, doesn't that just blow your mind? You see, we work, we slave, everything just to sit at that beach. Just to sit at that beach with that drink in your hand and look at the beautiful sunset, looking at that beautiful water. Why is that peace? Why do we come there for solace? Why is it that we retreated back to our natural state, our extension of ourselves? You see, that is the ultimate evidence right there that we understand our perfection. You see, just sitting in front of an ocean, sitting in front of a river, meditating in the absolute goal, beautiful palm trees on an island is the absolute highest standard. of downtime and relaxation, because that is an extension of ourselves. That is the perfection in ourselves. You see, when we're sitting down at a beach, all we're doing is looking at a view of ourselves. And what you need to understand about this, and as we're looking at ourselves, we're just like, oh, you see how all you are, and with that sunset, and you stop everything you do, and you stop everything in your tracks to take a picture. You stop everything in your tracks to say to your loved one, let's go out and watch the sunlight. Let's go out and watch the sunset, because that must be the highlight of our day. And why is it the highlight of our day? Oh, because it is the highlight of us. You must understand this, and you must realize it is the highlight of us. It is the highlight of our greatest yet to be. You see, when you wake up in the morning and that sunrise is there, that is the introduction. That is the introduction to your greatness. See, it says grand rising. Hear me out right here. The level of grand rising. Grand inspiration right there in your face, and that is the mirror of your day. That is the mirror of the creation. That is the mirror of your contemplation of manifesting the greatest miracle yet to be, and that is you. See, we're talking about miracles. We're talking about us being the walking miracle. And let's go to that sunset. We're gonna go walk, and we're gonna end the day. Everything that we did, we're gonna reflect. And everything during that day, we come back to the sunset, and we see ourselves nestling in, getting in, comfortable, feeling it, feeling the love. Oh, how beautiful that alpenglow is. How beautiful that orange hue, that orange, yellow, pink, purple, beautiful hue in the sky. It's not like anything else. That grand, vast stadium that sits above us. You see, there's a grand, vast stadium that sits right above us. Are we watching the sky, or is the sky watching us? And that is exactly the questions we're questioning. That is exactly the answers we got. And that is exactly the knowing of the knowing. You see that grand sky? As we look at it, as we say and we name it our God, we look at it and gaze to it as it is our God. We look to it and gaze to it, and it is our all. It is our higher. And as that sky sees us, it is saying the same exact thing. You see, the sky's looking down on us. You see this? Do you see how these universes coincide, go and intertwine with each other? Do you see the inception? Do you see the beauty, the uniqueness, the God-like radiance right here in front of you? You see, right here, right now is that moment where we break through. We're having a breakthrough. We're having a breakthrough, beautiful love, when we're having a breakthrough of the highest beauty that you could ever possibly imagine right now. You see, your love is so tranquil. Your love is so calm, and your love is a miracle. And your love, that love you have that is a miracle, sets everybody free. It sets yourself free. It sets the world free. We must be in alignment with this beautiful love. We must be in alignment with this beautiful sunshine, smile, and shine, and beauty. Everything that we do, everything that we have, everything that we see, it must be now. It must be in the presence of the beautiful now. Now is the time. There is no other. There is no other time except for now, in the beautiful love, in the beautiful harmony. And there we go. We got that feeling, that's joy, that's energy, that is natural poise. That's coming to us right now, standing strong and confident, standing strong in our inner being. And who are we? We coordinate all this world. We conduct, we instruct. We are the communicators of the most highest great thing that could ever possibly happen right now. If you could think of a miracle, because I got miracles. I got miracles all day. I got miracles all week. You see, instead of saying, oh, poor me, why is this happening to me? Instead of saying one thing after the other, it never ends, it never stops, and all the problems just keep piling up. Instead, why don't you say, oh, what a miracle that I'm still here. What a miracle that my family's safe. What a miracle that my friends are safe. What a miracle that I'm well. What a miracle. Because we gotta replace the problems with solutions. And how we place the problems with solutions is that we bring in that infinite energy of gratitude. We bring in that infinite energy of the life force gratitude. Then when that gratitude says, and it keeps you away from fear, you stay strong. You stay strong and solid into your heart. You stay strong and solid into who you are. Become it. Be this and radiate wholeness now and forever. Radiate that beautiful wholeness. Radiate that beautiful love. Radiate that cosmic play, because that's what you are and that's what we do right here, right now at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. That is the cosmic play of the soul. That is the cosmic play of the life. And we say, woo! Oh, it's so good to be alive. Woo! It's so good to be free and feel good. We got this. You got this. We're here right now. You see, everything around you is turned upside down, it may seem like. You may turn on the news and there may just be everything. Everything is not aligned. Everything is just horrible. Everything out there is just going crazy. The world's going crazy, but inside here there is peace. You see, inside here, in the inside, there is love and there is a solution. You see, inside here there is choice. And in this choice, you create the world you want. You create the world for other people to come invite. See, this is you are a walking playground. What do you have in your playground? Do you have love? Do you have joy? Do you have the lightness and forgiveness and beauty and cosmic pleasure? What is the joy? You are the love of the infinite spirit. Woo! You are, and you have it. I am this. I am the greatest. I am this. I'm the greatest. I'm the love. And we can see that within you, and we're raising our vibrations. See, we're raising our vibrations always, and our vibration never ends. Our vibration, and when I say our vibration never ends, the height of it is limitless, and understand this, that the height of it will never fade. Oh, amen, amen, amen. And that's all we can do at the end of the day is say amen. Woo! Thank you so much for this beautiful journey. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, and thank you for the love. So much love. So much light. You are the magnificence, the excellence, and the beauty that is here with us. We are the cosmic now. Now and forever. Thank you. Thank you so much, Infinite Spirit. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We are having a blast here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. If you're just tuning in, I am your host, Mariah Merlin, the Boss Medium, your favorite psychic medium. We're doing this live. We're talking a spirit live. We're engaging live, and that's what we got here for you. All we got is the now and the presence and the love that is booming through your ears, that is booming through the airways, and we are shining. Each Labor Day, oh, to everyone. Thank you. Thank you is the magic, is the pursuit of the magic word. It is the highest standard. Let thank you be the highest standard. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. I can't say I love you more and more, and I can't say I love you enough. I can, it just keeps going on and it keeps going on and it doesn't end. It doesn't end. And I just say thank you for everything that is magical. With that, let me leave you with some ragtime. Some, you know, you ever see the movie The Sting? Yeah. You know, I like to do it. That's how we do it. Americana makes me so happy. I call this Americana. I think it is ragtime. If ragtime ain't America, I don't know what is, but we have to do this. So thank you, Infinite Spirit, for coming in, and I hope you feel empowered. I hope you're feeling your best, and I hope the energy inside you has changed to the best part, the best version of the energy that could possibly radiate. I love you so, so much. We're here till 8 p.m. Make sure you tune in 7:45 for the message of spirit, because we got it. We got it all here, right here for you. Mwah! Woo-wee!
Is it yes or is it no? Should I stay and be happy, dear, or shall I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. Does your heart feel like mine? Don't you sometimes feel that you've had too much wine? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so sweet. When you've gone, I feel like I'm in need. When you smile, I feel so gay. Is it yes or is it no? Should you love me, dear, then won't you tell me so? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so sweet. When you've gone, I feel like I'm in need. When you smile, I feel so gay. Or is it no? If you love me, dear, then won't you tell me so? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you.
Natty Dreadlocks, oh, oh, oh. Guess who's coming? Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGann. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold world. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. That was dope. That was pretty dope skis. Whew. Okay, so we're back here. Taking some deep inhalations, basically. All right, that was... There's a lot going on that you don't really know too much about, actually. And it was a lot. I was late, and the show was phenomenal. You see what happens when we just go with the flow? We just go with the flow of life. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You just go, yeah, you just go with the flow. And as we do this, the outcome is beautiful and it's magnificent. So, thank you so much for tuning in, being receptive, being here, just really being present with me, because I really feel like that is truly, truly the purpose of today's message and the theme and everything that's going on. So I think it's well deserved and well needed. The rest, the reset, all of this. So anyways, let's go in to what spirit has. And guess what I have? I have tarot cards. It's like crack. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Oh my God. You know, pick a cat, any cat. I'm going to do this with spirit, actually. So I'm doing something different. I'm going to do a message while picking a card, angel card. Ooh, because I have them on me. Why not? Why not mix it up and have fun? The Empress. Oh my goodness. So I got the Empress card. Okay, so the Empress, as we know, it is the divine feminine. So the message that's coming in is whether you're a woman, whether you're a man, you know, we both female and men, we have connections with our divine masculine, our divine feminine. This is a really good time for that softness to come in right now. And the love and the emotions and the compassion to flow through and the ease and more of the submission and all of these things that can flow, because we are living in some serious crazy times and we need softness. And like, I'm not saying this like trying to tell you this to do this. I need to hear this too. So thank you, Infinite Spirit. What else is Infinite Spirit bringing in? Understand that life is like a big giant catalog, and we literally every single day are choosing from what we want, but some of us are choosing unconsciously, and this is something to be very mindful of. When we are unconsciously choosing what we want, we have no longer have control over our lives. We no longer have control over what goes on, and then we're asking, why is this happening? Why is this going on? You know, I didn't ask for this, but then it's like, I'm sorry, the universe says, but you did. You did ask for it because it's showing up. So everything that's showing up is exactly what we asked for, even if it's subconscious. We want to maintain and make sure we are catering to our subconscious mind, because our subconscious, we're not, you know, if I tell myself, yeah, I'm rich, but my frontal mind, the conscious mind is hearing it, but it may not be registering because the belief is not installed. You have to have that belief and you have to be actually in that. And I know everybody hears that all the time, but it's your subconscious mind that you really have to feed that belief. So you go, life is one big catalog. So you want to be someone who's opening up a catalog and you're conscious of what you're choosing to have in your life. So when you're opening up like that catalog and you're making your order, like you're, you know how you're like making an Amazon order and you know exactly what you want and there's no questioning it. So if you're making an Amazon purchase and you know what you want and you're receiving exactly what you're getting, why are we not doing that in our regular day world? Why are we not believing that we can put the order into the universe of what we want and have it come back to us just the same way we order gifts and purchases off Amazon. So it's something to really think about, because it is the equivalent, it's the same. We only believe we can't have something because we believe it. We don't get what we want because deep down in our subconscious, we're believing we don't want it. So there's these all these different things that we need to really, you know, be aware of. Do you want to be a conscious manifester? Do you want to be someone who's consciously choosing things from the gift, from the catalog of the universe? Or are you just okay with aimlessly having your energy or your lower selves or whatever it is that you're doing pick the things, and they're not that great? So this is a good time to register and understand and connect with your mind and be a reminder to yourself, I am consciously choosing what I want from the universe Amazon. You have to say that. This is the Amazon of my life, and I'm choosing. So with that said, choose something that is beautiful. Choose something that nourishes you and gives you love. Mwah. I love you so much. Oh my God. It's 7:50, and we have 5 more minutes, you know, until we're able to, you know, continue. And what I'm learning too is that sometimes things don't always have to flow in order. Sometimes you could just be done with the message, and that's okay. Like, I feel like I'm done with the message, and I've given exactly what needs to be heard, and it doesn't need to prolong just because of whatever reason, of whatever timing we have. And just like we started 20 minutes later, that was for a reason, you know. And I apologize to my listeners who were expecting to hear a guided meditation at 6:05, but life happens. And we have to be, you know, we have to let go when life happens. So these were great lessons. There's so much beauty. There's so much love. There's so much growth happening here. Thank you so much for joining. We have Rising with Sky Bar next. Stay tuned for that. There's so much good happening in the world. There's so much love, joy, music, and commercial-free music that we can really be educated with and share and love and have all this goodness. This is made possible by WMFO, this goody goodness right here. Nowhere else can you find the Paranormal Playgrounds. No other FM station right now has this, so it's a blessing. I love you so much. I'm signing off early, actually. I mean, not that early, but it's a little early because I've done what I need to do. And yeah, it's been a ball, and I love you so much. Let's keep the vibration lifted, and remember, choose what you want from the universe consciously. Just like you choose those shoes, just like you choose those tidy whities, you know, sex toys, whatever it is. I know that's what you're doing, so you can't deny it. Listen, just stop, okay? I know what you're ordering. Just kidding. You know, do the same thing with your life, because you deserve it. I love you. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Reverb Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, and we're out, skis, and I will see you all next week here on Tuesday, or even before that. I'm going to leave you with some rockabilly, Bobby Harden, because it's good. And it's part of the Americana collection. Later.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
We'll be right back. You've asked me time and time to leave. I'm full of my good dreams, sweet dreams. Yes, it takes a while.
Kisses that meant love. I reach out to touch her and she came so close. I was happy, paralyzed almost. Just then our lips met, she whispered inside, darling, I love you, so please do not cry.
Play it out now.
Just in our woke and found but a dream. I was so sad, it was really stained. Then she vanished into the dark.